This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Durango leaders are hoping to better insulate the city's fresh water supply. The city is exploring a pipeline to tap water rights it has in nearby Lake Nighthorse. Durango's Public Works Department says the city relies on stream flow for its water, which can be vulnerable to wildfires, toxic mine releases, or infrastructure failures. Tapping Lake Nighthorse could extend the city's backup water capacity from its current 2-week supply to more than 4 months of storage. The plan could take years to complete. When it comes to politics, people are willing to look the other way when politicians they support are dishonest. Researchers asked voters about false claims by both Democratic and Republican politicians, including Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Researchers found people were willing to accept false statements if they aligned with their political ideology. CU Boulder's Ethan Poskanzer is co-author.
I'll say a personal surprise for me when beginning this research was how easy it was to find statements that were not grounded in facts by a lot of different politicians.
The findings will be published in June in the American Journal of Sociology. Pikes Peak National Cemetery will hold a service for 2 unclaimed veterans tomorrow. When a veteran passes away but is not claimed by family, friends, or a legal representative, the remains become unclaimed. The 2 men, Sergeant Robert Hunt and Seaman Joseph Gibbs, served in the Army and Navy respectively during the Vietnam War era. Services begin at the Pikes Peak National Cemetery at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Attendees should arrive 15 minutes early. In Colorado Springs tomorrow, sunny and 49 degrees, 51 and sunny in Denver. This is CPR News.